The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast today. Today we're aware that when this is being recorded, and I'm so grateful that my dear friend Patrick makes these available very quickly, so it will be relevant. But as we record today, we're mindful that we're just a week away from Whit Sunday, which is, of course, the day when the Holy Spirit came and the church was born. Today, I want us to think about the words of John in his Gospel, chapter 1 and 29 to 34. I guess those of you who are leading services, pastors and leaders, you will be thinking about your messages. I know you're probably doing them online or recording them, but it's good just to take the opportunity to prepare all of us, whether you're a pastor, leader, or whoever you are listening to this. It's good to just say, Lord, prepare my heart so that I'm able to really benefit and enjoy the whole purpose of why the church came into being. What is quite remarkable is the ministry of John the Baptist, because John was preparing the way for Jesus to come, and in preparing the way for Jesus to come was in fact preparing the church to be born. John didn't have a church. He did have followers. He had disciples, people who began to be committed to him and to his message of repentance. But what is quite amazing is that the verses that I'm looking at in verses 29 to 34 of John 1, you do have a sense that John didn't actually know Jesus in the natural, it seems, at all. Sometimes people get the impression they may have sat down together and had conversations and chats, but actually there's no evidence of that. In fact, John says, what happened was that I just knew in my spirit who Jesus was. It wasn't because of any natural conversation or communication. It was all about just simply in my heart, I had these convictions. And the first conviction that John shares is, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There's no church to be born if an offering has not been made, if a sacrifice has not been given. It's Jesus, the Lamb of God, who came and shed his blood and died in our place. This is what paves the way for life in Christ ourselves, forgiveness of sin and a place in heaven. There's just no way. You're not going to experience that in any other form unless you recognize Jesus who died for you. And so that's so important. You can't just talk about the Holy Spirit. You can't just talk about signs and wonders and tongues and upteen gifts if you don't also acknowledge the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus makes in order to bring us to God. Now, the second thing that John states in these verses, which is very important, he had this sense in his spirit that the one who would be the Messiah, who would be from God, that this one, he would have the Holy Spirit come upon him, and indeed the Father would speak from heaven. And John says, when Jesus came to me for baptism, well, in my spirit, I knew this is the Messiah. I knew I was unworthy, had no place in this. Why ever was he coming to me? But what John also knew was that out of all the baptisms he did, this was incredibly memorable, because not every baptism saw the Spirit of God descend like a dove upon the person being baptized. Not every baptism saw a voice from heaven. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And John, although in one sense he'd be surprised about that, in another sense, he would have been completely amazed and bowled over. But then the third thing that he says, this one who is coming, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. John knew that the one who would come would be the Lamb who would be offered for our sin. He knew that he would be Almighty God, the Messiah, sent from heaven itself. But he also knew that this one would be able to do something that John could never do. John could baptize people in water, great symbol of cleansing, great symbol of a new life, a fresh start. But there's no way that John could baptize anybody with the Holy Spirit. And he knew that the one who was coming, the one who was the Lamb of God, would also make available the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit would come when Jesus went back to heaven. Whatever your understanding of the Holy Spirit is, whether you're someone incredibly charismatic or wherever you are, I would encourage you to come to Jesus. Receive from Jesus the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he will empower you. He will open your eyes to see the glory of Christ. He will bring you into life. Over this coming Whitsun period, whoever you are, wherever you're leading, whatever place you have in the body of Christ, let's point people to Jesus, and let's hunger and thirst for the Spirit of God to fill our lives. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.